I'm sort of here with my friend John Lunger.
I'm sort of here with my friend Glenn Tickle. And this is the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast.
Nice.
We are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, and we're doing it over a Zoom call at night. So we sleep in
different states. It's late and we're tired.
Oh yeah, shit. This is across digitally across state borders.
Yeah, it's a felony, baby.
Oh. It's a felony to record a podcast in two states at the same time.
If you do a crime in two states, it makes it a felony by default in two states.
Wait, so you're defining our podcast as a criminal activity?
Yeah.
I know you have a penchant for arson, but that feels a little hyperbolic, my friend.
We're taking down Wikipedia from the outside.
This is the worst heist movie ever.
What are you guys stealing? Just a bunch of dumb internet bullshit.
Yeah, most of it's wrong.
A lot of it is wrong, we found in our research. Well, last week we did Pirates. It was a push. This week we are about to find out what we're talking about from special podcast guest who I'm adding to the Zoom call right now. And I imagine things are connecting. I clicked a button and now nothing's happening.
Okay.
A box popped up, but there's no audio or video yet.
Some pretty sweet play-by-play you're doing here, Glenn.
This is some hot tension building.
Oh, hot air. Oh.
Our special guest,
damn.
Leanne Marie Rouse.
What's up, Leanne Marie?
Friend of the show and of both hosts of the show, Leanne Marie Rouse.
Hello.
How are you doing? Welcome.
I'm doing good. Quarantine life is basically my normal life.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we talked about that last week where for me personally, it's very similar. It's just now like my family is home all the time also and not just me and my dog.
Yeah.
So that's exactly. A big change.
Yeah. Like my neighbors are home. It's weird. I gotta listen to their dynamics.
Ooh, how's that? Give us like the quick Cliff Notes version of your neighbors' relationships.
The relationship is pretty okay. I mean, like we don't really talk, but I know their like movements.
I know they're going upstairs.
I know they're going somewhere. So I'm like, all right.
So you're like the velociraptor of your building?
Yeah. Pretty much.
We had a very quiet woman who lived above us when my wife and I were in an apartment. Didn't cause too much trouble.
That's good.
That's about it. We never heard from the other side of the wall. Just like sometimes we'd be like, oh, Jerry's vacuuming or whatever. Shout out to Jerry,
exactly.
My former upstairs neighbor.
I'm like, oh, Mike's up. So I'm like, all right.
It was a real good personal anecdote, Glenn.
Yep.
Leah Marie, you know what?
I'm like, come on. You used to have hot water? Come on.
So you know the deal. You know what we're doing. You've heard the podcast.
Yes.
You have all the power right now in this moment because you get to decide what Glenn and I try to be smart about.
What's something you need to know more about?
Something I
don't say coronavirus. I'll overrule that one.
We will never talk to you again if you say coronavirus.
I don't care about coronavirus. It's basically it's allergies times a million, and you might die from it. So I'm like, oh, just like every other day.
That's surprisingly cheerful.
Yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming from as someone with constant medical conditions that I'm already worried about.
Exactly.
Like this is just one more thing on the pile as opposed to for some people, like this is the whole pile, which is understandable, but
I'm just like
get in line, coronavirus. If you want to take me down, the line forms behind my own immune system.
I'm like, diabetes is next in line. So you gotta, but something to know more about. since I already know everything, it's going to be hard.
Oh yeah, that is a problem. Maybe we could talk about modesty. Feels like you could learn a little bit of something about that.
Ooh, I'm all about modesty. I'm all about that, but not tonight.
Okay.
I just watched Vice, so.
You watched what?
Vice.
Oh. I thought you said Feist, like Leslie Feist, the musician from that
one Apple. Two, yeah. Three.
No.
And she's great.
I know what you're talking about, but no.
It's not really something you listen to when you want to get like fired up.
It's all fire.
I have to go into battle. Let me pop on 1, 2, 3, 4.
Got it.
Oh, you're
ready.
Oh, hang on. Oh, hold on. Everybody
something
caught
happened.
Up?
I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, I think that was the that. See, so Lee and Marie, we're in two different states on this call, so there's a decent chance the FBI is listening in on it.
Yes, because it's a crime.
Because it's a crime.
Well, I just watched Dick Cheney's biography, so.
Why?
I don't know.
That sucks.
Because I'm like obsessed with the Bush administration. I thought W was brilliant and Vice is.
Wait, the movie or the person? Because I might hang up on you.
The movie.
Okay.
Bush, okay, like, thank God.
Oh. God. He's very entertaining, but he is not brilliant. I feel
yeah, no, he sucks.
Yeah,
he sucks pretty hard.
Oh my God.
He might be the penultimate worst.
He might. I think yeah. he's worse than coronavirus.
So what do you want to know more about? Stop jerking us around.
I just had it in my head, but I don't want to know about that anymore. Talk about budgets. I want to know more about budgets and how to keep them.
Okay. So you want us to tackle the Wikipedia page for budgeting?
Yep.
I'm wondering if this is going to be a case of like dinosaurs.
It's like too broad.
Too broad a category.
It feels that way.
So I'm wondering if there's a more.
It could be like checks and balances. It could be, you know, trying to balance on a tightrope or. I got what you mean. Too broad.
That's very different. That's circus performance. That's not.
I know.
It's not accounting.
They're just chess piece. Records.
Thanks for the plug.
Good grief, y'all. Good grief. Amazon.
For now. It might be getting yanked off of Amazon.
No.
By me, not by them.
People.
Yeah.
Oh, they're
I'm considering it because they're trash and I'm not making any money off of it being there.
Shit. All right.
What about budget? Like I think we need a more specific aspect
about budgeting.
Of budgeting, because I don't know that the idea of budgeting has a Wikipedia page, but I feel like it's a category.
Yeah.
More than a specific.
What about okay? So like, as Americans, do you want to know more about the U.S. dollar?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I want to know about. Like. How is it made? Like who invented it?
Okay.
Yeah, that's very doable.
All right.
I think we can do that.
Yeah. It's, yeah, we could fuck with some money.
Oh yeah. I know how to fuck up some money. I know that. I talked to my therapist today. She's like, you know how to spend money. I'm like, I guess.
It's a real skill.
Yeah.
It really is. It's an art.
All right, so we're talking about mad ducats tonight.
We're going to talk about dollar bills. I'm going to boot you because your mic keeps cutting in and out. And it sounds bad. So you're going to have to listen to the results of this after the fact. But we want to thank you.
Yeah.
For the suggestion.
Happening.
You what?
Is this Damari show?
Yeah, I can just mute your mic.
Oh, you're gonna mute me? Okay.
If you wanna like watch. me and John talk to each other. But like he's cutting out and making weird sounds on my end. So for the recording's sake.
Okay, for the recording's sake. You know
it's
what?
Not that we don't love you.
I love you guys.
We're big fans.
Yay. I'll let it be a surprise.
Okay.
I'll let it be a surprise. So I will go and I'll let you guys talk about the Mighty Mighty Dollar.
We will hopefully see you soon, friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay safe and healthy.
Yes.
And
tell your neighbors I said hi.
Yeah, Tom quit stomping around.
I will. He's definitely doing something. So.
Tell him to rate and review the podcast 5 stars and use the phrase, oh, the hubris.
Yeah, tell him to give us $8. Oh, the hubris.
Oh, the hubris. All right.
Bye. Bye, friend.
Bye,
Amber.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Dollar. The dollar. It's the name.
Dollar.
The U.S. dollar.
Yeah.
Dollar, of course, the name of Richie Rich's Dalmatian.
Yeah, that's, I believe, where they got the name.
No, it's because the Dalmatian had one of the spots was in the shape of a dollar sign.
No, I mean where the American government got the name dollar.
Oh, where did they get it? Because
Richie Rich's Dalmatian.
Richie Rich's Dalmatian, you think?
Yeah, it's a whole time
travel thing. There's a color, right? Isn't it a color? Dollar?
I actually don't know. This is what I'm most excited to talk about is where did that name actually come from?
Well, you mentioned ducats.
Mm-hmm.
What's some early money words? Shells, like on the Flintstones.
Well, I mean, I think so, just... Often you hear it referred to as coin, you know, when it was, you know, we're eventually going to talk about the gold standard in this conversation, right? Like of how sure. our printed money was tied to gold, right? But you go back to precious metals and things like that, and it was less about the design, and it was just the fact that it was literally made out of that precious mineral. Like, there was no trust involved in it. It was like, I'm giving you a gold coin. Great, I have gold now, and we value gold.
I think it was a Planet Money episode about gold and how somebody, I think, wrote a book and they were interviewing him, was talking about how, like, why gold mm-hmm. is like is the thing, and how like if you start over on Earth with a new group of people, it would still probably be gold at some point because it is rare, but not super rare. Fairly easy to mine. So like early civilizations could like get it out of the ground
right.
pretty early in the timeline. It's shiny. So like when you find it, you're like, well, this looks important. Mm-hmm. After it was just money, like it's also super useful in like electronics and stuff as a conductor that doesn't corrode
right
or degrade over time. But man, where's that word coming from though?
Well, you know, we've got our country is, we were colonists of the British Empire, right? So then we're coming off the pound. Was the pound the thing back then?
Yeah, it was pound town all the way.
Oh, gotta go to pound town when you're buying yeah, stuff.
Yeah, man. King George really took us to pound town for a while there.
Gotta get those mad LBs.
Yeah, I think it was the pound
okay,
at that point.
So
I say that with no idea whether
so,
it was.
But Revolutionary War happens. We're not off them anymore. We're our own thing.
Yeah.
At some point, when does the centralized currency come into play in the history of America?
Around Act Two of Hamilton.
Okay.
So states had their own money
right.
for a while. And after the revolution, I think it was Alexander Hamilton was like pretty instrumental in being like, guys, Connecticut, you can't have Connecticut money.
Right.
Because I don't
like, Ain't nobody want that Delaware dollar.
Yeah, Delaware, come on, guys. Nah,
we get it. We get it. You were first. Shut up.
First. You signed it. Great job. But come on, nobody wants your Monopoly money, Delaware. Because I think that was a big thing with doing a central bank for the United States, making one currency and then also assuming individual states' debts and making it like the responsibility of the federal government, which I'm trying to, there were earlier versions of money. There was
So certainly the Native Americans had wampum and, you know, like there's trade.
Yeah. Like early civilizations were like trading shells and beads and stuff.
Right.
But I meant like earlier iterations of the American dollar.
Got it.
Like,
do you think it was actually called the dollar each time?
I'm trying. I know other countries use the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's an Australian dollar.
Right.
There's probably more than that. The Canadian dollar.
Yep. Two countries I'd rather be in right now.
Ooh. I've never been to Australia.
A lot of things that can kill you there.
I feel like that's a little bit overhyped. Do you think that's like them trying to keep idiots out? Like,
I think they have their fair share of idiots.
Like, if they talk about all the spiders, they're like, look, we don't want, like, when I was in college and I was walking with my friends and we would see like a tour group, I would like just, I would grab my friend's hand and make it look like we're holding hands and like we're a couple.
Right.
With the logic of like, if somebody's here on a college tour and they see two dudes holding hands and that's why they don't want to come here, I don't want them here.
And
it's just nice to hold your friend's hand sometimes.
Sure. Yeah.
So do you think like Australia's doing that, but with spiders?
They're, I mean, like, maybe.
If you're this afraid of like the two kind of poisonous spiders we have, we're going to just say there's like 50.
Well, I mean, they're also doing it with Vegemite then. Cause that shit grows.
It's been a while since I've had Vegemite, but I used to roll with Vegemite.
No, man.
There's a family across the street from me growing up was from Australia. I think their dad worked for FedEx, maybe. I don't remember. But he got moved overseas for a bit. So they were, and still are, I was going to say they were Australian. They still are Australian. They've moved back, but they would have like Australian things like Vegemite and weird candy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had Vegemite a couple of times. Even now, they're like, well, no, if you don't have it as a kid, you're not going to like acquire the taste as an adult.
Right, yeah.
It's like salty yeast, if I remember correctly.
Hmm. The dollar.
The dollar, though. How much Vegemite you get for a dollar, you think? Like a
U.S. dollar? Jar? Probably like a small... Like
a small jar?
Real small. Like those, like almost like those little mini jam jars you get.
Yeah,
like
that's what I'm thinking. Like a like an airplane like liquor bottle of Vegemite.
Yeah. Well, okay, that's interesting though, because you pick on, we talk about Canada and we talk about Australia, right? And those are also connected to the British Empire. And they both ended up with currencies that they call the dollar. So the fuck is that about?
Good point. Cool. Do you think?
I don't think so.
Do you think it was like, well, if we're going to break up with Great Britain, how do we do it? Well, let's just go do what those guys did. Like, we need new money. Well, they, like the U.S., they had a big fight. We did it without a war. But I guess now we use dollars. Do you think that's how it happened?
I'm going to put my flag in the ground and say, yeah. They just did it without killing people. Well, lots of people.
I think so, right? Canada was pretty chill about it. They're like, hey, we know you guys just had this whole big thing down south, but we also kind of want that. Like, we're not going to shoot you about it. We'll still put the queen on the money. We're going to call it dollars. Is that okay? And they're like, you know what, Canada, you do you.
And then Canada's all like, sorry.
Sorry.
Maybe, but it still doesn't. The origin of the word is so interesting to me. I have no idea. Now you said color. You thought it was a color.
There's a line in the December songs, "The Kingdom of Spain," I forget the first part of it, but they're talking about colors and they refer to drab and dollar. I don't know if it's spelled the same way.
I don't know if the Decemberists are a great primary source.
I mean, I feel like they're as reputable as Wikipedia in terms of like accurate settings for things.
Wikipedia didn't play the Pawnee Eagleton Unity concert, but the Decemberists did.
It's true. Also, the lead singer of the Decemberists, Colin Malloy, has a pretty solid solo live album out, and one of the songs on it is on the playlist that I play for my kids when they're going to sleep. And the baby was taking a nap on me, and that song came on. I believe it's called Wonder. And at the end of the song, because it's a live album, everybody claps, and then my baby asleep started clapping. I'm like, it's adorable.
That's great.
So I'm pretty sure Colin Malloy listens, but you know,
yeah, well, nice. Yeah, no doubt. Actually, Colin, next time we post Who Wants to Hop on a quick call to give us a subject, you should be the first one.
Yeah, get on there.
Yeah.
And talk about, I feel like he would have great suggestions.
Oh, no doubt.
Like very old timey specific inventions.
All right.
Well, he's like, talk about laudanum. All right.
All right. Fine. We should send him our what was it? What was the battery episode? Was it batteries or
Leyden jars?
Yeah. We'll send him that one. We'll get all cranked up and be like, yeah, fuck yeah, Leyden jars. Let's do this.
Heck yeah.
To bring this back to what we're supposed to be talking about. Dollars, I don't think it's a color.
I don't know if it's spelled the same. I'll look up the lyric when you bring the page up and find out what it references. It's the only song I can play all of on the piano is that song, Kingdom of Spain by the Decemberists.
Good for you. Well, let's move off of the name for a sec because we got to get going. Yeah. You're dropping some mad facts on.
All right. So the paper dollar, do we want to get specific and talk about that?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Or like the currency as a whole, like Sacagawea dollars, are we counting Sacagawea dollars?
Yeah, but that should be like way later.
What about other silver dollars?
Well, let's tie into how it worked, right? Because we mentioned the gold standard earlier, right?
Sure. So
basically a dollar is it considered a promissory note?
It used to say like you could trade it in for get that good shiny stuff.
Right.
Like, you could bring a paper dollar to the bank and be like, gold, please. And then whatever the exchange rate for gold to dollars was that day, they'd be like, well, here, we'll shave you off a little because it's not much because you just have $1 because you're a farmer it's like or whatever.
That, it's like that edible gold flake that they put on food.
Yeah, like the fancy sundae in that 30 Rock episode. They're just like, just shaving you the thinnest piece on when really you can just put a donut in the microwave. So they would trade it by weight, and then we stopped doing that, and that upset Republicans and libertarians for some reason. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, if I may, two groups of people who are easily distracted by shiny things.
Fair point. Well, because there's the argument, they're like, oh, money's not attached to anything now. It's meaningless. Like, if it was backed by, like, gold, that has value. I mean, it has as much value because it's just we've decided it does. Like,
right. So that initial point of, like, yeah, sure, gold will work as a thing that we can use to keep track of stuff. It's not like we're all making fucking microchips.
Right. It has as much, like, it works the same way, whether you're putting value on gold or dead presidents.
Yeah.
So I know the paper dollar, not really paper. It is flame retardant, but will burn, but like not as readily as regular paper. it makes it harder to rip. I know in other countries, they vary the size of paper dollar bills. It makes it easier for the blind to sort them.
That's great. It also explains why we don't do it, because we don't tend to care about shit like that, because we're awful.
Yeah, we're not great at that stuff. It's got that little strip in there. Mm-hmm. Remember the strip where you'd like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, let's say you go to the Wall of Sound to buy your Decemberist CD with a $20 bill, and they hold it up to the light to look for that little strip.
I don't know
if that's still in there. It was for a while.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's got holograms now. Yeah. on that money.
It's crazy. It's hard to counterfeit our famously
hard to counterfeit.
I'll call it a guilty pleasure, because I don't know what else
counterfeiting.
To call it. Is counterfeiting. I love counterfeiting. No, it's the USA original drama White Collar. Love that show. And I believe at some point that they were stealing, like, one of the heists was stealing, like, a plate to print money with or some shit like that.
I've seen some of that show and enjoyed it.
You got to watch it chronologically. It's one of those, like, you got to watch it chronologically or else the whole thing falls apart. But no, it's very good.
There have been a couple similar USA shows that I'm like, man, I get that this isn't very good, but I'm gonna watch every single episode of Burn Notice.
Burn Notice, it's like candy, man. I feel like those USA shows are like the closest equivalent to like that A-Team style of 80s.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, yes,
where it's like there's very little overall plot, but every week someone's going to show up with a problem, some gangster's shaking them down, and then the gang's going to get together and come up with a problem, with a solution to the problem. It really does scratch a very specific itch in our mid-30s brains.
Yeah.
From growing up on MacGyver and the A-Team.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm mid-30s anymore. I think I'm late 30s.
I think I'm still mid.
I think you are.
Another couple weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like, we're running out of time on our half, but I feel like we did a pretty good job. Like, we could talk about the different mints and the cities that they're in and how it's printed, but that
Philadelphia, Denver. Probably a third one.
We should say Fort Knox out loud,
Fort Knox, get that in there. I got a real doozy of a Fort Knox fact that I can't think of off the top of my head. I think we kept relevant to the current situation. I think we kept like polio in there at one point.
Really?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Like, it's very secure. Like, everyone thinks of it as like, oh, we're gonna keep a bunch of gold in there, and yeah, sure, do that. Fort Knox, I believe, is also sinking slowly because of the weight of the gold. Is very heavy. But yeah, I think it's got polio in there.
Huh. What else we gotta say here? I think we did a pretty good job rounding the bases of it. Like, opening paragraph, we can't be that far off.
How money, though?
How money?
How money? Like, I know there's exchange rates because I've been to Canada.
Right.
And I know that their money is not same as our money, and they have $2 coins.
Right. So how money? I think I have a really oversimplified way of thinking of this. Okay. You know how as an individual you have a credit score?
Sure.
Think of countries as having their own credit score, and then you compare those scores to each other, and that's how you figure out exchange rates. Super oversimplified,
sure.
But that's sort of the principle.
That makes sense. I mean, I don't have a great understanding of it to begin with, so I agree. Sure, that sounds good to me. Yeah. I don't know.
I convinced myself that's how it works in this moment.
But Salvador Dali would like brag about how little he understands money, and like he's like, I don't know how to pay a check at dinner, which like just sounded like him being a weird eccentric dick trying to make his friend pay for dinner.
Right.
But I don't have a much better understanding of it than that.
Right.
Like, I get that I get money in exchange for goods and services.
It's true.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know a ton about.
I don't know, Glenn. I feel like we did everything except explain where the name dollar, the word dollar, came from.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're going to have to officially go with Richie Rich's dog because we don't have a better answer.
Yeah, in an elaborate kind of if time travel is ever invented, that means it's always existed.
Yeah.
Kind of a situation, and they really biffed it Back to the Future style, and that's how we ended up with it.
Makes as much sense as most other things. Should you eat money?
No.
If you eat a money, do you poop the money? Do you think it gets digested? Coins, you poop coins, out them
you,
coins.
You would poop out the coins. But
or
the
they cause an obstruction in your bowel and kill you.
Yeah, the paper money, I would imagine the acidity of your digestive process should break that down.
Because, like, my dog will eat a paper towel because he eats garbage like an idiot. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I'm cleaning up poops in the yard and there's, like, a paper towel.
A complete paper towel? It didn't break down
at all? It's, like, crumbled up. Because you do got to squeeze it through a series of tubes.
Well, I guess it also depends on how regular you are and how much time it's spending in your system.
Will you eat a dollar for my entertainment?
Here's the thing. I haven't had any cash money in a very long time. And if I had a dollar right now in my quarantine situation, I would. But I only have coins and I don't want to die.
That would probably be the second weirdest thing I've made somebody do with a dollar for my own entertainment. I made a friend burn a dollar on a campfire because I really insisted that it would make me feel better in a time where I was very sad. And yeah, like a little bit, like $1 is worth better. I then tried to make, I'm like, well, that felt a little bit good. Throw a 20 on there and then he wouldn't do it because he doesn't love me that much. Dan. Yeah, no, but he threw a dollar on it. It felt great. Man, that thing of like in Trading Places where you light a cigar with a $100 bill, that looks fun.
It does. I don't like cigars, though.
No, me neither. But just lighting one up on a burning $100.
What if you toasted a marshmallow off of a $100 bill?
Ooh, I was toasting marshmallows last night, bud. And nice. That's fun the regular way. So if you add... I feel like John, your counterfeiting operation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not very successful.
Is right. You're not good at it.
No, I sketch it out on graph paper.
Did you know that you can't scan a dollar into Photoshop?
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
Yeah. This is a fun little anecdote before we step aside. I love the fake money that they print for movies.
Oh, there's a great 99% Invisible episode about that.
Yeah.
Because it's come up a couple of times where they're like, the U.S. Treasury will step in and be like, nah, this is too good.
Is
too close.
Yeah.
So you gotta like, there's very specific regulations for it. For like how close to like real money it can be. Man, I thought I had another fun dollar fact, but I lost it.
Well, doesn't matter. Let's take a break. We got to
thinking about lighting up.
We got to earn $8 with
earn eight of these bad boys.
So we'll step aside. We'll thank our sponsor this week. And we'll come back with the official Wikipedia page for the U.S. dollar.
Here we are in our remote studios. Now, we've made a point that we always do these ad reads together. Now, John and I, we're not together. We're in different states recording, but we are doing this at the same time. So we're together in spirit.
Yeah.
And this week, and I know we talked about only using things that we both endorse and love. So, John, this week I want to tell you about long, skinny balloons.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited because... Long skinny balloons are the number one source of balloon animals in America today.
Correct. Like regular round balloons, hey, they're fun. Everybody likes a round balloon. Everyone liked that day in fourth grade when the teacher wheeled in the TV and you watched that red balloon French film of a little boy chasing a red balloon from gangsters. I don't remember it very well. But, man, do you want to make a dog? Do you want to make a little balloon dog? You need a long skinny balloon for that. You can't do that with a round balloon. It's going to look ridiculous.
Do you want to blow up a balloon but work like 17 times harder than it is to blow up a regular one?
Oh, yeah.
A long skinny one.
You got to get a pump for that.
Yeah.
Do you want to make a hat that squeaks and doesn't fit very good but still makes your seven-year-old pretty happy? Get some long skinny balloons and twist those bad boys together.
Are you a clown who needs a friend? Buy some long skinny balloons.
Are you a quarantined comedian who's friends with world record holding balloon artist who mailed you some long skinny balloons that you're staring at on your dining room table while you're recording a podcast? Get them long skinny boys.
It's a weird humble brag.
I know. Shout out to Pretty Funny Balloons. So I want to be clear. They are not our sponsor this week. Long skinny balloons are our sponsor this week.
Yes. The concept of long skinny balloons paid us the requisite $8 to get this ad copy.
Pretty Funny Balloons, just send me some balloons. Because Brian is my friend. Brian Getz, world record holding balloon artist.
And Brian, we'd happily talk about you on this podcast if you just give us $8.
He would probably be a fun guest on here too.
Well, a lot of good it did us tonight.
Where you at, Brian? And you're like at least one time zone away from me, so it's earlier for you, bud.
All right, we are back. And I admittedly forgot what we were doing, so I've got to pull up the Wikipedia page real quick. All right, so U.S. dollar.
Yeah, that squeak. Yeah, that squeak, squeak.
Yeah, that squeak, squeak.
It's a long skinny boy.
All right. Well, I have the Wikipedia page for the United States dollar up in front of me. As you imagine, it's a pretty beefy page with a lot of charts and references, but I think we might have a shot. First thing that jumps out at me is the word dollar is lowercase, not a proper noun.
So probably not the dog?
Probably not the dog. The United States dollar is the official currency of the United States and its territories per the Coinage Act of 1792. $1 is divided into 100 cents. The Coinage Act of 1792 created a decimal currency by creating the following coins: tenth dollar, 1/20th dollar, 100th dollar. In addition, the act created the dollar, half dollar, and quarter dollar coins. All of these coins are still minted in 2020. In addition, several forms of paper money were introduced by Congress over the years. The latest of these, the Federal Reserve Note, was authorized by the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, while all existing U.S. currency remains legal tender. Issuance of previous forms of currency was discontinued in January of 1971, and as a result, currently circulating paper money consists primarily of Federal Reserve Notes that are denominated in U.S. dollars. Since the suspension in 1971 of convertibility of U.S. paper currency into any precious metal, the U.S. dollar is the de facto money, flat money, excuse me. As it is the most used in international transactions, the U.S. dollar is the world's primary reserve currency. Several countries use it as their official currency, and many others it is used as the de facto currency. Besides
the United States.
Yeah, go ahead.
I remember the times I've been to Canada, you can like use American money.
Yeah.
They'll take it. If you try to do it in Quebec, they like don't like it, but they'll still take that money.
Besides the United States, it is also used as the sole currency in two British overseas territories in the Caribbean, the British Virgin Islands and the Turks and Caicos Islands. A few countries use Federal Reserve notes for paper money while still minting their own coins or also accept US dollar coins, such as the Sacagawea or presidential dollar. And as of January 31st, 2019, there are approximately 1.7 trillion in circulation. Wow.
So you could eat one and it wouldn't really like...
probably. US dollar
affect the economy.
The US dollar as a currency is often referred to as the greenback by foreign exchange traders in the financial press and other countries such as Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and India. So there you go.
Did we blow an opportunity to just list fun names for dollars?
I think we did. But, I mean, that's what you get with improvised Wikipedia after dark.
Just blown opportunities. I think I said the Flintstones use seashells, but now that I said that, I'm pretty sure it was clams.
Yeah.
Which are shells, but I think they were more specific than just like any.
So I clicked through to find to a page called International Use of the U.S. Dollar, hoping there was just going to be like a list of countries that just use it as their money. But either this page is organized poorly or I'm just tired enough to not care.
Probably a bit of both.
Yeah, probably.
I've known Wikipedia and you for a while, and but that seems to check out.
I think you might have known Wikipedia longer than you've known me. Yeah. That's a really weird thing to say. Like
high school.
All right, there is an etymology section.
Yes.
It's
the one thing we care about.
But it does click through to another page. There is a page for just dollar. Dollar is the name of more than 20 currencies, including those of Australia, Brunei, Canada, Hong Kong, Jamaica, Liberia, Namibia, New Zealand, Singapore, Taiwan, and the United States.
Man, how did we miss the second one you said? Brunei? How do we forget about Brunei?
I always forget about Brunei. Okay, here we go. On the 15th of January, 1520, the Kingdom of Bohemia began minting coins from silver mined locally and marked on reverse with the Bohemian lion. The coins were called Jakobsdaler, which became shortened in their common language to Thaler. And I think you can see how that sounds a little bit like dollar and probably evolved over time as I keep reading. Yeah. 1520.
Not a terribly satisfying. I thought it'd be something real cool.
Nah, just the Kingdom of Bohemia, which as far as kingdoms go, pretty cool.
Not the worst kingdom.
No. What would be the worst kingdom?
It's not Tragic Kingdom. That album holds up.
Yeah, it's not the Mushroom Kingdom. That's a goddamn delight.
Never played a Kingdom Hearts game.
Me neither.
Might be one of those.
Maybe. Well, I don't
feel
like
the Kingdom of Spain, the Decemberists song. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, we've covered that.
I couldn't find any specific, like, here's what they meant by that. Source when I
well,
to look at
we'll
it.
Just ask, we'll ask Colin. Is it
yeah,
Colin?
I'll call him. Colin Malloy, the lead singer of the Decemberists.
Yeah,
I believe also their primary songwriter.
Huh. That's helpful for our quest. I'm not going to read anymore because I don't feel like I lost. I don't think we won.
No, there's no way.
There's no way.
Like, I didn't bring the page up like last time to like check your work or whatever.
Yeah, don't worry
but
about
I believe
it.
You.
Yeah, like, I don't know. If we're doing the opening paragraph, I don't know. They were different, but, like, ours was chock full of different stuff.
Sure. Ours was money. We said money a lot, so.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's money. So how can we lose? We said it's money.
Yeah, I mean, the only leg up that they really had is they had specific years, but, like, I don't know. That's not the kind of shit you need to know off the top of your head because there are plenty of ways to find that out.
Right, that's what I mean. That's what Wikipedia is for, specifically.
True.
It's trying to remember what year a thing happened, but you know, like, oh, you knew around when.
Yeah. It's like that one friend that everybody has that like knows every date, like every blockbuster movie was released, like the year. And it's just like, shut up. Nobody cares.
I feel like that was probably me in high school. And then I hit a certain age and just dates went away. Like, I don't remember. I can't tell you. I know Buckaroo Banzai came out in 1984.
Yeah. And look how far that's taken you.
Real far.
Do you see, bud, on the Zoom call, you see how much gray is in this freaking beard I'm growing out right now?
Yeah, a bit. I wasn't going to.
It's pretty glorious.
I don't have any, really. I got some blonde.
Yeah?
Gray is not perpetrated my face yet. I've found a couple gray hairs. The first gray hair I ever found was a gray chest hair that would fall out and grow back in periodically, which
you
I
sure it wasn't just like some loose spaghetti that fell on you when you were eating.
Yeah, it's weird. It was like very thick and made of pasta, not like the rest of my hair. I've wanted to have gray hair since like I was 8 and would watch the Steve Martin episode of The Muppet Show at my grandparents' house. Where I was like, that's what I want.
That episode's a lot. That episode might be the episode of TV that steered your life more than any other episode of TV. It's why you wanted to be a comedian.
It's up there for sure.
Yeah. Like that is like your origin story is the Steve Martin episode of The Muppet Show.
It's a big one. It's why I like doing kind of weird one step removed comedy, because that episode is they're like, oh, we forgot, we're not going to do an episode, but Steve Martin's there anyway, so he's like, I'll just do stuff for you guys. And they're like, yeah, sure. So like the premise of the episode is instead of doing an episode of The Muppet Show, Steve Martin is just performing for the Muppets. And I'm like, I like that it is a little bit more complicated than a regular episode of The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
It's a great, great episode. Go look it up somewhere.
Just really quick, for my knowledge and our listeners' knowledge, as we're all staying at home as responsible members of society, is The Muppet Show streaming anywhere?
No, I don't believe it is. Disney Plus.
Yeah, how is that not on Disney Plus yet?
I feel like probably because there's not like a great digital remaster that was ever done.
I feel like that's
probably the hold up. The one thing that I really cannot figure out why it is not on Disney Plus is Frozen Fever, which was a Frozen short that came out a couple years after the first one. It's not on there and I don't know why. Like Infinity War isn't on there, but it's because its license with Netflix hasn't expired yet, and then once it does, it'll jump over. But yeah, Frozen Fever I can't find anywhere except for like a Russian version on YouTube. But it was pretty good. And my kids like watching Frozen stuff. And I can only watch Frozen so many times in a day. And Frozen 2 sucks. And the Lego one isn't good. The Christmas one is fine, but it's April.
Right.
So, you know.
Everybody's having a hard time right now, but I don't know what to tell you.
I just want this 4-minute Frozen short on Disney Plus. It's not even that I like it that much. It's just, why isn't it there?
I don't know.
It should be. And so should The Muppet Show. The day, because it's going to happen, right? Disney owns the rights to the Muppets. They have Muppet stuff on there. It's only a matter of time. That's going to be a good day.
It's going to be a great day.
And hey, man.
Take care of yourself.
You too, friend.
This feels like it feels like we don't want to say goodbye to this episode, but we have to.
Yeah, let's pack it in. Bye, friend.
Bye.